Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for January 22nd, 2019, looking at the 10 plagues from Exodus chapter 6 through 11. It's a little bit longer, so we're just going to cruise on through. Beginning in chapter 6, verse 28. On the day that the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, the Lord said to him, I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything that I tell you. But Moses said in the Lord's presence, You see me, a poor speaker. Why would Pharaoh listen to me? Chapter 7. The Lord said to Moses, Look, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother will be your prophet. You are to speak everything that I command you, and Aaron your brother is to speak to Pharaoh, so that he will let the Israelites go out of his land. But I will make Pharaoh's heart stubborn, and I will multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. Pharaoh will not listen to you, so I will lay my hand on Egypt and bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites, out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord, when I stretch out my hand over Egypt and I bring out the Israelites from their midst. This is what Moses and Aaron did, just as the Lord commanded them. That is exactly what they did. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, When Pharaoh says to you, Give us a warning sign, then you are to tell Aaron, Take your staff and throw it down in front of Pharaoh, and it will become a snake. Then Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh. They did just as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw down his staff in front of Pharaoh and his officials, and it became a snake. But then Pharaoh also called for his wise men and sorcerers. Those magicians of Egypt did the same thing by their occult practices. They each threw down their staffs, and those staffs became snakes. However, Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. But Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is unyielding. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. When he goes out by the water, stand on the bank of the Nile to meet him. Take in your hand the staff that was turned into a snake. You are to tell him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to you. He says, Let my people go so that they may serve me in the wilderness. But look, until now you have not listened. So this is what the Lord says. In this way you will know that I am the Lord. Look, with the staff that is in my hand I will strike the water of the Nile, and it will be turned to blood. The fish that are in the Nile will die, and the Nile will stink. The Egyptians will not be able to drink the water from the Nile. The Lord said to Moses, Tell Aaron, Take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over its waters, its rivers, its streams, its ponds, and all the reservoirs, and they will become blood. There will be blood in the entire land of Egypt, even in containers made of wood and stone. Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded. In the sight of Pharaoh and his officials, Aaron lifted up the staff and struck the water that was in the Nile. All the water in the Nile turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died. And the river smelled so bad that the Egyptians were not able to drink water from the Nile. There was blood in the entire land of Egypt. But the magicians of Egypt did the same thing by their occult practices. So Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he did not listen to them just as the Lord had told them. Pharaoh turned and went to his palace. He did not take to heart even this. All of the Egyptians dug around the Nile for water to drink because they were not able to drink the water from the Nile. 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the Nile. Chapter 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and tell him that this is what the Lord says. Let my people go so that they may serve me. If you refuse to let them go, watch out. I will send a plague of frogs on your entire territory. The Nile will teem with frogs. They will come up and enter into your palace, into your bedroom, onto your bed, into your servants' houses, on your people, into your ovens, and into your kneading troughs. The frogs will come up on you, your people, and all your servants. The Lord said to Moses, Tell Aaron, stretch out your hand with your staff over the rivers, streams, and ponds, and bring frogs up onto the land of Egypt. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt. The frogs came up and covered the land. But the magicians did the same thing by their occult practices, and they brought up frogs onto the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, Plead with the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my people, and I will let the people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord. Moses said to Pharaoh, I give you the honor of setting the time when I should plead for you, your servants, and your people, so that the Lord will rid you and your houses of the frogs. They will remain only in the Nile. Pharaoh said, Tomorrow. Moses replied, It will take place just as you have said, so that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God. The frogs will leave you and your houses, your servants, and your people. They will remain only in the Nile. Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to the Lord about the frogs which he had brought upon Pharaoh. The Lord did as Moses said. The frogs from the houses, courtyards, and fields died. The people piled them up into heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he made his heart unyielding and did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, Tell Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the ground, and it will become lice in the entire land of Egypt. They did so. When Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the ground, there were lice on the people and the animals. All the dust of the ground became lice in the entire land of Egypt. The magicians tried to produce lice by their occult practices, but they could not. So there were lice on the people and on the animals. The magician said to Pharaoh, This is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, Get up early in the morning and present yourself to Pharaoh as he is going out to the water. Tell him that this is what the Lord says, Let my people go so that they may serve me. For if you do not let my people go, watch out. I will send swarms of flies on you, your servants, and your people, and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians will be full of flies. They will even cover the ground. But on that day, I will deal differently with the land of Goshen, where my people are living. There will be no swarms of flies in Goshen. In this way you will know that I am the Lord on the earth. I will make a distinction between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign will take place. So that is what the Lord did. Thick swarms of flies went into Pharaoh's palace and his officials' houses. Throughout Egypt, the land was ruined because of the swarms of flies. Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, Go, offer sacrifices to your God in the land. But Moses said, It is not right to do that, because the sacrifices which we will offer to the Lord our God would be detestable to the Egyptians. If we offer sacrifices that are detestable to the Egyptians right in front of them, won't they stone us? We will go on a 3-day journey into the wilderness and offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, just as he tells us. Pharaoh said, I will let you go to offer sacrifices to the Lord your God in the wilderness, but do not go very far away. Plead for me. Moses said, All right, as soon as I leave you, I will plead to the Lord, so that tomorrow the swarms of flies will depart from Pharaoh, his servants, and his people. Only do not let Pharaoh act deceitfully again, by not letting the people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord. Moses went out from Pharaoh and pleaded to the Lord. The Lord did as Moses said, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, his servants, and his people. Not a fly remained. Pharaoh made his heart unyielding this time also, and he did not let the people go. Chapter 9. Then the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says, Let my people go, so that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go and keep holding them back, watch out, because the hand of the Lord will bring a very severe disease on your livestock which is in the field. It will be on the horses, donkeys, camels, herds, and flocks. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of the Egyptians, so that not one of the Israelites' livestock will die. The Lord appointed a set time by saying, Tomorrow the Lord will do this in the land. So the next day, that is what the Lord did, and all the livestock of the Egyptians died, but none of the livestock of the Israelites died. Pharaoh checked and found out that not even one of the livestock of the Israelites had died, but Pharaoh's heart was unyielding, and he did not let the people go. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Take handfuls of soot from a kiln, and have Moses toss it toward the sky in the sight of Pharaoh. It will become fine dust over the entire land of Egypt, and festering boils will break out on people and animals in the entire land of Egypt. So they took soot from a kiln and stood before Pharaoh. Moses tossed it toward the sky, and festering boils broke out on people and animals. The magicians could not stand in front of Moses because of the boils, since the boils were on the magicians and all the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said to Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Get up early in the morning, present yourself to Pharaoh, and tell him that this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go, so that they may serve me. For at this time I will send all my plagues against you yourself, your servants, and your people, so that you will know that there is no one like me in all the earth. For by now I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with a plague, so that you would have been wiped off the earth. However, for this very reason I caused you to stand, so that I could show you my power, and that my name would be made known over the entire earth. You still are acting arrogantly against my people by not letting them go. Watch out. At this time tomorrow, I will rain down a very severe hailstorm, unlike any other in Egypt from the day it was founded until now. Now give orders to bring your livestock and everything of yours that is in the open field into shelters. Every person and animal out in the open that is not brought inside will die when the hail falls down on them." Those among Pharaoh's officials who feared the word of the Lord made their servants and livestock take refuge inside. But those who did not take the word of the Lord to heart left their servants and livestock in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward the sky, and there will be hail in the entire land of Egypt, on the people, on the animals, and on every plant in the field throughout the land of Egypt." Moses stretched out his staff toward the sky, and the Lord sent thunder and hail. Lightning also flashed down to the ground. The Lord rained down hail upon the land of Egypt. The hail, with lightning flashing through it, was very severe. Nothing like it had happened in the entire land of Egypt since it became a nation. Throughout the entire land, the hail struck everything that was in the field, both people and animals. The hail also struck every plant in the field and shattered every tree in the field. But in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites were, there was no hail. Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron. He said to them, "I have sinned this time. The Lord is the one who is right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Plead to the Lord, for there has been enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go, and you do not have to stay here any longer." Moses said to him, "When I have gone out of the city, I will spread out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will stop, and there will no longer be any hail, so that you may know that the earth belongs to the Lord. But as for you and your officials, I know that you still do not fear the Lord God." The flax and the barley were destroyed, because the barley was ripe and the flax was in bloom. But the wheat and the spelt were not destroyed, because they ripen later. Moses went out from Pharaoh and from the city. He spread out his hands to the Lord. The thunder and hail stopped, and the rain no longer poured down on the ground. But when Pharaoh saw that the rain, hail, and thunder had stopped, he sinned again. He and his officials made their hearts unyielding. Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he did not let the Israelites go, just as the Lord had said through Moses. Chapter 10. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh, for I have made his heart unyielding, and his officials' hearts too, so that I may perform these signs of mine in their midst, and so that you may tell your children and your grandchildren how harshly I dealt with Egypt, and about my signs which I did among them. Then you will know that I am the Lord." Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, "This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, so that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let my people go, watch out, because tomorrow I will bring locusts into your territory. They will cover the surface of the ground, so that no one will be able to see the ground. The locusts will eat what little you have left after the hail. They will also eat every tree you have growing in the field. Your houses, your officials' houses, and every Egyptian's house will be filled with them, something neither your fathers nor your fathers' fathers had seen, from the day that they settled in this land up to this day." Then he turned and went out from Pharaoh. Pharaoh's officials said to him, "How long will this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, so that they may serve the Lord their God. Do you not yet realize that Egypt is ruined?" So Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh, and he said to them, "Go serve the Lord your God," but who exactly would be going? Moses said, "We'll go out with our young and our old, with our sons and daughters. We'll go out with our flocks and herds, for we are celebrating a festival to the Lord." But he said to them, "May the Lord be with you if I ever let you and your families leave. I see that you are determined to do evil. No, the men may go and may serve the Lord, for that is what you have been asking for." Then they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. So the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt, so that locusts come up over the land and eat every plant in the land, everything left by the hail." Moses stretched out his staff over the land of Egypt, and the Lord made an east wind blow over the land all that day and all through the night. When morning came, the east wind had brought the locusts. The locusts came up over the entire land of Egypt and settled down in the entire territory of Egypt. There had never been such a large number of locusts before, and there would never be again. They covered the surface of the ground so completely that the land was dark. They ate every plant of the land and all the fruit of the trees, everything left after the hail. Nothing green was left on the trees or on the plants of the field throughout the entire land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh quickly summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now please forgive my sin once more and plead to the Lord your God so that he may also remove this death from me." So Moses went out from Pharaoh and pleaded with the Lord. The Lord changed the wind to a very strong west wind. That wind lifted up the locusts and drove them into the Red Sea. Not one locust remained in the entire territory of Egypt. But the Lord made Pharaoh's heart hard, and he did not let the Israelites go. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward the sky, so that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness that can be felt." Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and there was thick darkness in the entire land of Egypt for 3 days. No one could see anyone else, and for 3 days none of them moved from where they were. Yet all the Israelites had light where they lived. Pharaoh called to Moses and said, "Go serve the Lord. Even your families may also go with you, but you must leave your flocks and your herds behind." But Moses said, "You must also let us take sacrifices with us and burnt offerings to present to the Lord our God. Our livestock must also go with us. Not a hoof is to be left behind, for we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God. We will not know, however, what we will need to serve the Lord until we get there." But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Pharaoh said to Moses, "Get out of my sight. Make sure that you do not see my face again, for on that day you will see my face, you will die." Moses said, "Just as you have spoken, I will never see your face again." Chapter 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go out from here. When he lets you go, he will certainly drive you out completely out of here. Now tell the people that both the men and the women are to ask their neighbors for articles of silver and gold." The Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Even the man Moses was highly regarded in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's officials and the people. So Moses said, "This is what the Lord says. About midnight I will go throughout Egypt, and every firstborn in the land of Egypt will die. The firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, to the firstborn of the female slave who is behind the handmill, even all the firstborn of the livestock. There will be a loud outcry in the entire land of Egypt, unlike anything that happened before or anything that will take place again. But among the Israelites, not a dog will bark at a person or animal, so that you may know that the Lord has made a distinction between Egypt and Israel. All these officials of yours will come and bow down to me, saying, 'Get out, you and all the people who follow you.' After that, I will leave." Then Moses, hot with anger, went out from Pharaoh. The Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh will not listen to you, so that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt." Moses and Aaron performed all these wonders before Pharaoh, but the Lord made Pharaoh's heart hard, and he did not let the Israelites go out of his land. This is the word of our God. Fairly certain that is the longest reading in the entire Bible 100. And what do we learn from this? Obviously, first of all, that God cares for and defends his people. Secondly, that God has authority over the entire earth. Thirdly, that God wins glory and honor for himself. And how he does so. He would prefer to win glory and honor for himself as people are humbled and repent and they turn to the Lord for help and for assistance and for aid, and they give glory to God for all that he has done. But he's not against, you know, teaching a lesson. And that's what he does here. As he walks through these different plagues against the land of Egypt, what he basically does is methodically move from their most widely known, well-known god, the Nile River, and he walks and he basically destroys all of the gods and all of the things that they took for granted and all of the gods that they worshipped until he gets to Pharaoh. Pharaoh is considered a god. Pharaoh is worshipped as a god, much like a couple centuries later, and the Roman Caesars are seen as gods, all the way up to Pharaoh's throne, because God wants to win glory for himself by humbling people who oppose him. And he still does the same thing today. And so the lesson that we ought to learn is to learn from our Lord, from his word, instead of learning from the school of hard knocks where God would have to teach us a lesson. And so that's why we're doing this. So that you can know your Lord, and so that God can be glorified in your life, and so that you may enjoy the loving presence of our God as revealed in his word, and so that you and I aren't left on the other side of repentance, aren't left without repentance and waiting for that day when God will set things straight and win glory for himself. And so as you go about your day, just take a moment to give thanks to our Lord that not only does he have power and authority over the entire earth, but he used that. He used that to send his son into the world at the best place and time in order to win your salvation. Thanks so much for joining us today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and it's going to be a little bit shorter reading tomorrow. God bless your day.